In his concession speech, Governor Mitt Romney said he would pray that the president will be successful in guiding the nation. Shortly after that, LDS church leaders invited Americans, whatever their political persuasion, to pray for the president and the new Congress. Now, LDS Democrats are calling for a day of prayer. Caucus Chair Steve Olson says the prayers are directed at leaders on both sides of the aisle.
The election's over, and there are strident voices on both sides. The Democrats have their strident voices, just as the Republicans do, and I think it's time for all of us to maybe quit listening to those voices and start listening to each other.
Olson says Latter-day Saints have valuable teachings on civility in public discourse.
I really think that because of that, and because maybe one of our own just lost the presidency in a pretty hard-fought race, that maybe the Latter-day Saints are in a good position to be an example for the rest of the country.
Olson says he'll be praying that the Lord will soften the hearts of newly elected leaders to be humble and to listen. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.